50, 10, 5, touchdown!
He goes and fights and pushes, and he's
right
in!
At the goal line, and it is caught and juggled and caught, touchdown!
Oh my goodness.
It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And we start this jam-packed show with some news. The Browns have officially announced the signing of Dimitri Patterson. He's a cornerback, was an unrestricted free agent for the Eagles. Richmond McGee, the punter from Texas, as was reported. That's official. He's been signed. He was a guy who also had spent a little time in Philadelphia, most recently with the Bears, has not kicked in a league game, but he joins the Browns, replacing Reggie Hodges, who was officially placed on injured reserve. That means he is ineligible to return for the rest of the season. Other moves, the Browns released a couple of undrafted free agents today. Derek Adai, a linebacker, and another undrafted free agent linebacker, Alex Wujiak, was released, signed to take their place on the roster, two undrafted free agent linebackers, Eric Gordon from Michigan State, and, that's the alma mater of the head coach, and Archie Donald from Toledo. Could be just a coincidence, but we will talk about that with the head coach shortly. He, of course, is Pat Shurmur. He's standing by. We live in interesting times in the NFL. Through the years, training camp schedules are changed for a lot of different reasons. Most of them deal with weather. Sometimes coaches just want to change things up, and Pat Shurmur is certainly no different in that regard. But in 2011, you have a little extra element. You have the new collective bargaining agreement and the fact that unrestricted veteran free agents who've been signed by teams can't practice until tomorrow. In fact, specifically, not until 4:01 p.m. Eastern, which is the start of the league year. At least that's when the league hopes to start its league calendar, the start of NFL business. In accordance with that, Pat Shurmur, we're going to talk with him about this, to get guys like Usama Young and Brandon Jackson and Jamie Mitchell on the field and not waste any more time with them just watching, is switching up practice. Originally supposed to be a morning session tomorrow, going to move that to 4:10 p.m. start. Gates are going to open to the public 3 p.m. Practice is going to run till 6 p.m. And again, Coach Shurmur will fill us in on all those details, as well as Doug Deacon. He'll stop by to talk about our spotlight series tonight, which is the wide receiver position. We'll take a closer look at that. Ask Vic, our feature on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You log on to facebook.com/Cleveland Browns. You ask me a question, as Jimmy did. He asks, when are we getting a true number one wideout? In 2012, is it going to be through draft or free agency? We cannot stretch the field unless Muhammad Masakwai really turns it on this year. My answer to that is, my sense is, you will hear much more about this later in the show as we break down that position. But I would say that look for the Browns to have several receivers involved in an evenly distributed passing game. I think that's how it's going to work out. I know they want a number one guy to emerge, and maybe Masakwai is going to be that guy, but it's hard to gauge that while he's watching practice with a cast on his leg or on his foot. You know, it's really hard to get that get that sorted out until everybody's healthy. We know Joshua Cribbs, also not a healthy guy right now. And I think it's guys who will have their impact, their biggest impact, with run after catch types of plays. This is how this offense is designed. And Colt McCoy, the quarterback, attacking the underbelly of the opposing defense. So that's what we'll see. And again, we'll talk more about that with Coach as well. All right, much more ahead, a conversation with the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur, coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Buy your next pre-owned vehicle with confidence from Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Visit LibertyFord.com to view hundreds of quality-checked pre-owned vehicles. We guarantee the market's best used car pricing, so you don't have to haggle to get the best deal. Rates as low as 1.9%. All makes and models, no payment for 90 days. Certified pre-owned and more. Liberty Ford guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big deal to me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
All right, back to you, Jane.
Let's try That's My AAA for $400.
Answer is 24/7, when you need it, where you need it.
What is AAA Roadside Assistance?
Right, keep going.
Let's stay with That's My AAA for $600.
Answer is instant savings at hundreds of restaurants, hotels, and stores, free travel planning, and great rates on auto and home insurance.
What is what you receive when you're a AAA member?
You're in the lead.
Already a AAA member? Don't forget to renew. Not a member yet? Join now at AAA.com or any nearby office.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big deal to me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
Sweetbriar Golf Club is inviting you to the Bob Hope USO Golf Outing on September 16th. This marks the 17th anniversary for the USO, and the golf outing helps support all of the men and women who serve and protect our country. The day includes 18 holes of golf and a clam bake dinner. All proceeds benefit the USO. To sign up, go to usocleveland.org or follow the link on sweetbriargolfclub.com. The 2011 annual Bob Hope USO Golf Outing is brought to you by Sweetbriar Golf Club and ESPN Cleveland.
Woo! Northeast Ohio, Mike, hot diggity dog D'Amato for Nissan and R. Thompson. Here we are headed into the dog days of summer. And man, I am more excited than a Dalmatian on a fire truck. Even this man's best friend, Larry Fu Man Poodle, he's patting like a beagle at a biscuit factory. Because we're ready to unleash the best doggone deals of the summer. In fact, I double dog dare you to find a better deal anywhere. Get up to $10,000 off a new Nissan. Or interest rates as low as 0%. Are you kidding me? That's like free money. You don't have to be a bloodhound to sniff out great bargains. Just follow your nose over to Nissan and North Olmsted. And if any other dealer anywhere is trying to pull your chain, put up your hand and say, stop. That dog ain't hunting. I'm going to where they feed the bulldog, to Nissan and North Olmsted. And you tell him to go do his business elsewhere. Then hightail your boxers to Nissan and North Olmsted, because the deals are so good.
855-55-NISSAN or BigNissan.com.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
Accident on the Interbelt southbound ramp to St. Clair and the Superior exit cleared. The Interbelt southbound before Chester, an accident cleared. You're going to be slow from Dead Man's Curve over to 77. 40 both directions back in between 77 and Warrensville Center. 40 westbound slow Tiedemann to 71. 71 southbound slow 480 to Bagley. You've got 271 northbound ramp to 40 westbound back into Forbes. And the 271 southbound ramp to 40 westbound with several accidents backing you up to Harvard. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850, WKNR Traffic.
Our poll question of the day on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and you can find it on the Browns official Facebook page, is this. Should the Philadelphia Eagles, after all their free agent moves, be considered the team to beat in the league? Yes or no? And tell us why. And don't forget, while you're being interactive, check out my blog, Carucci's Corner, on ClevelandBrowns.com. We are pleased to welcome right now the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Pat Shurmur. Welcome him back, his second appearance on the show. Hi, Pat.
Thanks, Vic. It's good to be here. A little bit of a downtime right now. We had a busy day for the coaches, but as you know, the players were off. So we're getting ready to go tomorrow and put together another day of meetings and practice.
Yeah, so let's talk about this practice adjustment. The adjustment of schedule is one thing, and you're keeping pace with the ever-changing world, I know, of NFL business and trying to get ahead of it if you can. You need to get some guys on the field. That's the goal of switching this time so that you can get the maximum number of guys on the field at the same time.
Right. Yeah. What we've been doing is having our big practice, our padded practice in the morning, and then what we do then is after lunch – have a meeting and then go out in a walkthrough and then basically use the walkthrough for corrections and additions to the morning practice and then lead-ins to the night installations. And what we want to be able to do tomorrow is because we want to let there be a lot of time to go by to get the league business done. And I want to get, we have roughly 14 or 15 players that may practice tomorrow for the first time. And so I want to have a padded practice on Friday. And so what we do is use tomorrow as a way to get those guys on the field, get them moving around so that their first opportunity on the field isn't in pads. And so what I did was we're going to have a heavy morning with meetings. We're going to have our walkthrough in the morning. Then we'll have lunch, more meetings, and then what we're going to do is practice in the evening so that the players and the league have a chance to get their business done.
Now, among those 14 or 15 guys, we mentioned the unrestricted free agents, but a prominent guy that everyone's going to be looking to see, of course, is Phil Taylor, the first-round pick, signed last night. Give us a little rundown of what you've seen of him and your discussion with him in these last 24 hours or so.
Well, he was excited to get signed. He came in immediately once the deal was done. He got signed up, had his physical this morning, and then he's had a busy day catching up on the playbook as well as getting himself a little bit of a workout so that tomorrow isn't his first opportunity. Now, my understanding is before he was signed, he was still doing things on his own to keep himself in shape. So we're looking forward to getting him out there, and we want to get him an opportunity on the field, hopefully tomorrow afternoon, in helmets and in spider pads, you know, helmets and shorts, where he can run around and kind of get his sea legs before we put him right in pads.
No heavy hitting by anyone tomorrow. You want to ease them all in, but I know you looked at this guy and asked you before you saw him, you were going to ask yourself this question: is he in shape? At least the eyeball test. Did he pass that much with you? Does he look like a guy who kept his distance from the meals? He's a big man.
The same big man we drafted, you know, back in April. But he, you know, all the indicators are that he's got himself in pretty good shape. Mm-hmm. His weight. You know, he ran around today, and we kind of watched that closely to make sure. And so, you know, those are the things that we were concerned about. And so we want to just, you know, get him out there with the rest of the defensive linemen in the defense, get him some reps tomorrow, and then put him back in pads on Friday morning.
I've had a bunch of people ask me, you know, why not go all punitive here? The guy misses the first, whatever it was, 4 days of camp. He's late to get here because of he's got to get his contract done. But, you know, people hear you say, well, the plan is to still put him out there and get him going. And you've been very positive and very upbeat about the whole thing. But I hear those who'll say, just teach him a little lesson. Let him sit back a little bit. Put him on second string or third string or do something like that. But that really isn't the way to go, is it?
It isn't the way to go, and I think it's important we get him going immediately. We get him in there. We get him practicing. I wouldn't say, you know, there's a little piece for him of catching up, but there is only so much work a man can handle, and so we got to be careful that we're working him hard, we're pushing him, and we're getting him where he needs to be with the rest of the team. And you know, the way I look at it for a guy like Phil and some of these free agents that we have that haven't practiced is, when we brought the full team in, we went 2 days in helmets before we put them in pads. And so trying to use this as a little mini startup for all these players that are going to be out there for the first time.
Awful thing, obviously, in yesterday's practice with Reggie Hodges going down with that Achilles injury, now lost for the season. Never want to see that with anybody, but when it's the only guy you have at that spot and he's a very good player at that spot, What goes through the mind of a head coach?
Well, we're hugely saddened for him. He was getting himself in a position to have what we hoped was a terrific year. And, you know, he's fought through the league. He's gotten himself, in my opinion, in a great situation. And it was just one of those freak things that happened. He caught a snap from center, and then he planted the kick, and he tore his Achilles. And so we've all been around situations where we've heard those types of things happening. And so I feel bad for Reggie. One of the messages I left for him when he was when I talked to him after the injury, he was in there with his wife, Erin. As I told him, I said, you know, part of being a professional, unfortunately, is dealing with and returning from injury. And what I tried to tell him is that he was a true pro and that I would expect that he's going to come back from this thing and be better than ever. And I think that's the approach that he has to take on something that's going to really involve a surgery and a long rehab.
You signed Richmond McGee, a guy who has really no track record in the league, obviously, but you felt good enough about him certainly to get him under contract now. Are you treating this spot, because it is something that you're only doing with one player at that position, are you treating the fact that it's this early in the process of the preseason to see what you have and just keep an open mind? And I'm not saying every day's a tryout, but I guess that's what camp is. Every day, especially when you're a specialist.
Yeah, when you're a specialist, it's not like you're in a long line of receivers where the next guy's up. Typically, when you have an injury at a specialist position, you have to go out and get a guy to replace him immediately, and which we did. We went and we had a workout today, and we signed Richmond McGee,
right, Texas.
And, you know, he was with us in Philadelphia. I know Chris Tabor had some experience with him in training camp last year in Chicago, and you know, he did a nice job today, so we'll bring him in, and he'll be our punter. And just like every position, you know, every guy is out there every day competing to be a Cleveland Brown on September 11th, and so that's what he'll do in practice, and then we'll continue to see who our punter is going to be, and he's the guy right now, and we're going to move forward with that.
Coach Pat Shurmur joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Very early in the process, 4 days into training camp. Your read on what you've seen so far. Just, I'm talking big picture, just your feel for this team that you've been looking at out there in these practices.
Well, the big picture, I think, for our team is I see a bunch of guys that are eager to learn. I see a bunch of guys out there that are absorbing a lot of information and really making very few mistakes. There's always mistakes in training camp. And so I think the core of our team is solid. I feel really good about that. I feel like they understand the process. After every padded practice, we talk about getting rejuvenated and getting your body back for the next one, and I've seen that. And so I'm excited about the way these guys are going through the process of the training camp. And I'm looking forward to putting us out there when we play Green Bay in a week and see where we're at. You know, we got a long way to go. I mean, as far as what we're trying to teach, what we're trying to get the players to do. But I see a bunch of guys that are working well together. The coaches are doing an outstanding job of getting things taught. And there's a lot of great coaching going on. And so, you know, we're pushing through it. There's a lot of water that's got to run under the bridge before we can say anything definitive about this team. But I feel good about the way they're going through the process of training camp.
We've got more to talk about with Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the Browns, coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stick around on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Wings, if you love rings and all kinds of other tempting things, great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
It's a touchdown at Quaker Steak and Lube. Tackle a bucket of our best wings USA sauced your way, or grab our signature inch thick cut onion rings.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Visit a Quaker Steak and Lube location near you.
The Improv Comedy Club is proud to present, from HBO's Def Comedy Jam, comedian and actor Earthquake. Come see Earthquake this Friday through Sunday at the Improv, located right next to Shooters on the west bank of the Flats.
I just got married. Marriage is rough. Yeah, marriage is like having cable with just one channel. The same come on every day.
Call 696-IMPROV. That's 696-4677 for tickets to see the hilariously funny Earthquake. Earthquake is hilarious, and he's coming to the Improv.
Bonefish Grill.
And that is how you catamaran.
I've never seen anything like it. The way my date's gorgeous eyes light up after each sip of her watermelon martini is spectacular. Like watching a thousand fireflies circle a Las Vegas billboard. And as I tear my eyes from hers, I realize our bacon-wrapped scallops have quietly arrived for just $9.90. These tender muffins of the sea are topped with mango salsa and laced with decadence. And behold, my wood-grilled steak and jumbo lump crab cake next to her chicken and shrimp pad thai for $13.90. Two mouth-watering land-sea combinations like a windsurfing T-Rex or an octopus that rollerblades.
Celebrate the midweek. Grab some friends and join us on Bang Wednesday when our delicious Bang Bang shrimp are available for just $5 all day.
It's like a midweekend. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
Think this summer couldn't possibly get any hotter? Think again. On August 5th through the 7th, Mid-Ohio Sports Car Course's 50th season of racing will reach its boiling point when the American Le Mans Series and IZOD IndyCar Series roll into town for a barn-burning doubleheader. The prototype and GT machines of the 24 Hours of Le Mans, the stars and cars of the Indy 500. It's Ohio's biggest racing weekend and the hottest ticket in town, and it's only happening at Mid-Ohio Sports Car Course. Get your tickets today by calling 800-MID-OHIO or visit midohio.com.
Hi, gang, Riz here. You know Cleveland, home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, best sports fans in America. I always say that. And windows, if they're bought from Window Nation. Because when you buy from Window Nation, you're purchasing windows made right here in Cleveland by people who live in Cleveland. Call 216-464-4141. This week's amazing specials on windows and siding, or visit windownation.com. And when you buy locally from Window Nation, you'll save money and eliminate costly shipping charges, possible damage during delivery, and reducing the time it takes to complete your project by weeks. Have a service issue with windows made locally? You wait days instead of weeks. Look, Window Nation, dedicated to strengthening the local economy. Looking for new windows, siding, or doors? Look to buy local. Look to Window Nation. 216-464-4141. Amazing specials now, or visit them at windownation.com. 216-464-4141. Window Nation.
We're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, as a homeowner, I'm always looking for ways to give my home the wow factor. Nothing creates instant wow factor like new vinyl siding. For the month of August, Universal Windows Direct has an incredible offer, $3,500 off the purchase of their vinyl siding. Universal's durable, weather-resistant vinyl siding is maintenance-free. You'll get outstanding performance for years. Right now, Universal will give you 0% financing for 24 months, and be sure to ask about the 2011 Federal Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows. Also, a reminder, Browns fans, they're hosting, this team is hosting Family Day presented by Smuckers at Cleveland Browns Stadium on Saturday. That is August 6th, 2 p.m. For more information, visit clevelandbrowns.com. Pat Shurmur is with us now, the head coach of the Browns, for another segment here. Coach, I know in addition to, you know, your attention being in a million different places in practice, I know you're paying attention to the fact that thousands of fans have been showing up at Berea once the workouts were open to the public.
Yeah, I mentioned this a couple days ago, but we're excited that we're practicing again because the Cleveland Browns fans can watch their team. And it's been great to see how many people have come out to enjoy watching their favorite players run around and work. And I know I enjoy seeing the fans, and it looks like there's a lot of people having a good time watching us do our work. And then the practice Saturday at the stadium, it's a way for everybody to see the team. It's going to be a practice format, yeah, but there's going to be a lot going on. It'll be a little bit more structured than that. There'll be a way for the fans to interact with the players and autographs and whatnot. And so we're anticipating, or we're hoping, that a lot of the Browns fans will come out and watch us work. And I know the players. They talk about it.
Yeah.
They talk about how nice it is to see people out watching. And I know it gets them going a little bit.
One of the bonuses of being in Cleveland this week, because we have the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies right. coming up Saturday in Canton, is that a lot of national media that covers the NFL stops by Browns camp on the way to Canton. I think tomorrow is going to be a big day for a lot of national folks to come around and see what, you know, what you're up to, what's going on with this new regime in Cleveland. Sirius XM NFL Radio, Pat Kerwin, Tim Ryan, all those boys around, and some writers that we both know. Does it amp it up a little bit for you, just the idea that more people are paying attention to what's going on here outside of Cleveland?
I think it's nice. I think we're really worried and focused on putting together a team that everyone can be proud of. I tease Tim Ryan, we played against each other in college when he was at USC. I was at Michigan State. I tried to block him. He was a little bit better than I was. But then I've known Pat Kerwin a long time, and then I think Brad Childress is going to be with him as well. So there's a lot of people that you know in the business, and especially the national media. You don't see them on a daily basis, and so anytime you do get an opportunity to see people that you have relationships with, it's fun.
It strikes me, one of the things that's jumped out at me watching these several days of practice, coaches, I just don't hear a lot of noise. I hear coaching. I mean, you can overhear coaching being done. I don't hear a lot of yelling and screaming. The tempo seems to be pretty crisp. When you make corrections, yeah, I'll hear you yell, you know, let's huddle again. But I don't hear a lot of yelling and screaming. It seems like a pretty low-keyed approach for your entire staff. They're engaged with it, and I'm not suggesting they're just going through motions. They're just not yellers. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I think there's a lot of teaching that goes on. Usually, you know, I think we need to forget the assumption that the loudest guy is the rightest guy. And there is a lot of coaching going on, and typically you're coaching a single player or a small group of players that can hear a lower voice. And so you just need to get just a little bit closer, and you hear a lot more. And so I think that's what's going on.
Yeah.
But there's a tremendous amount of coaching going on. The old thoughts that you had to be hollering at a guy to reach him, I think there's still some coaches that do that. But you'll find a lot of guys will speak more in a normal voice. But there's a lot going on.
My take is that you've got so much experience on the staff, too, that people are self-assured. They don't need to yell to be heard. They trust what they're saying and doing. And I also believe, or have believed through the years, that the yellers often are guys that just kind of like to be heard yelling. And, hey, I'm doing my job. You know, your guys just do their job and don't care who hears. You know, all they care about is that one person hears what they're doing, and that's the guy at their respective position.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know. There are some loud, recognizable voices on every staff.
Yeah.
But I think regardless of that, no matter how loud you are, I think it's the teaching and it's the information that's being shared that's most important, so that you can encourage and empower. And if a player makes a mistake, you help them correct it, you help them move on, and then watch to make sure they don't do it again.
Generally speaking, how do you sort of see the flow going with your practices in terms of tempo? I mean, I know you've got a schedule of this. Without two-a-days, you know, things have to be accomplished precisely with each session that you're out there. You're not wasting a second. But do you have kind of a chart in your mind of when you're going to ramp things up? And just give us a little feel about what we can expect in the days going forward.
Yeah, well, as we mentioned, we'll change tomorrow. Tomorrow will be an evening practice, and then we'll go back to Friday. Will be a morning, you know, typically a three-hour padded practice with the walkthrough. And then since we're going to do the stadium practice in the afternoon on Saturday, we'll do the walkthrough prior to that. And then there's going to be a little barbecue there for the players and their families. And then we'll come back on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday and have the same schedule. Big padded practice in the morning, walkthrough in the afternoon. And then on Thursday, you know, we'll start to get a little bit more prepared for playing Green Bay. Even though we're getting ready to play a first opponent, we're still in what you would consider training camp mode. So there's a lot of Browns versus Browns. There's a lot of player development. There's a lot of us trying to decide who's going to make this team based on what we see in practice. And then as you get closer to the game, then you try to get them enough information where they can go in there and execute.
Excellent stuff. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us. We look forward to doing this again.
No problem. I look forward to it. It's a short walk from your office to mine.
That's the best part, man. Head coach Pat Shurmur of the Cleveland Browns joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more ahead on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
Well, the Browns were off from training camp today, but as you've heard here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, they have made several roster moves. Team signing punter Richmond McGee to replace Reggie Hodges. Hodges going on injured reserve after tearing his Achilles tendon on Tuesday. Browns have also signed free agent defensive back Dimitri Patterson and undrafted free agent linebackers Archie Donald and Eric Gordon. Former Browns fullback Lawrence Vickers has agreed to a two-year, $3 million deal with the Houston Texans. Go to baseball now. Indians and Red Sox going to lock up for Game 3 of their four-game series tonight at Fenway Park. It'll be a 7-10 game time. Carlos Carrasco will be on the mound for the Tribe against knuckleballer Tim Wakefield. Carrasco set to serve his six-game suspension following tonight's game. Outfielder Michael Brantley, by the way, out for tonight because of an injured wrist. And Ubaldo Jimenez has joined the Indians. He'll make his first start Friday in Texas. David Huff optioned back to AAA. Travis Buck has been outrighted to AAA. He's got 3 days to accept that assignment. We have more Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford coming up. I'm Dave DiNatale.
Buy your next pre-owned vehicle with confidence from Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Visit LibertyFord.com to view hundreds of quality-checked pre-owned vehicles. We guarantee the market's best used car pricing, so you don't have to haggle to get the best deal. Rates as low as 1.9%. All makes and models, no payment for 90 days. Certified pre-owned and more. Liberty Ford guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion, home.
We've been voted festival favorite at the National Buffalo Wing Festival. Visit Quaker Steak and Lube for our best wings USA, sauced your way.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Visit a Quaker Steak and Lube location near you.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Sweetbriar Golf Club is inviting you to the Bob Hope USO Golf Outing on September 16th. This marks the 17th anniversary for the USO, and the golf outing helps support all of the men and women who serve and protect our country. The day includes 18 holes of golf and a clam bake dinner. All proceeds benefit the USO. To sign up, go to usocleveland.org or follow the link on sweetbriargolfclub.com. The 2011 annual Bob Hope USO Golf Outing is brought to you by Sweetbriar Golf Club and ESPN Cleveland.
I need the resources of a larger, well-connected financial services firm.
But I want personal attention from a true partner.
Investment solutions designed to meet my needs.
A global perspective is important today.
I want stability. A firm that survived the tough times by doing what's right.
I'm Brian Kurtz with Baird Private Wealth Management. Founded in 1919, Baird has been a financial partner in Northern Ohio for more than 10 years, guiding families and businesses through some of the best and most challenging times investors have ever seen. We combine industry-leading research with a truly global perspective. We also offer deep expertise in investment management, financial, tax, and estate planning services to help you reach your long-term goals. And because we're employee-owned, you can trust that we share a vested interest in your best interests.
Discover a true partner committed to great outcomes in your financial life. Your partnership begins at BairdOhio.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Hi, this is TJ Ward. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, and this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Throughout training camp, taking a look at positions, little spotlight, and tonight's spotlight is on wide receiver, sitting down with Doug Deacon to do this. Doug, welcome to the show.
Oh, pleasure to be back.
Doug, let's look at this position. This is probably going to be one of the more talked about spots on this football team, not necessarily for the best reasons right now. You've got some people hurt. Do you see that right now as a detriment to the ability to get this offense installed when people like Muhammad Masakwai are not out there practicing?
Well, I think it hurts when you've got young players that have not been in the league that long trying to learn a new system. I think older players have a tendency to grasp it more because they have a better understanding of what the defenses are doing, where you're still trying to understand what the defense is doing, yet trying to execute a new offense. And this is pretty much a timing offense, and you know that's a big part of it, the getting the rhythm with the quarterback.
Here's Browns wide receivers coach Mike Wilson with a rundown on Brian Rybicki.
It's been a little difficult because those men who have been injured have not been exposed to our offense. Obviously, the lockout is a lockout. Every team in the NFL has dealt with that, but we're the only team in our division that really haven't had a chance to meet and greet and sit down and talk with our players and go over our system. So, you know, those guys not being out there in the early phases of, you know, installations and then going out there and going through it has been, you know, difficult in a certain sense, but they'll catch up. You know, we have 12 receivers in camp. And the other guys are learning, and so we got a lot of time to get it going. My thing for those guys, veterans who are down right now, is just to take notes, focus in on practice, watch the plays, and when you're healthy and come back out, hopefully you'll be a little bit farther along than when you first came to the first day of camp.
And when you look at the roster, of course, Brian Rybicki comes back with some experience. This is a big year for him. I mean, they need this guy to step up. They need a lot of people to step up, but they absolutely need a guy like that to be a significant force.
Well, yeah, they need. I mean, obviously, the one thing you want to do is have people that can catch the ball. We've had people in the past here that can make the big plays, but they could drop a lot of passes. But if you can get that consistency, it's going to help. And then the second part of the equation is the yards after the catch in this offense. You know, you catch the ball on the move, and you break a tackle, and you turn a 4 or 5 yard gain into a 8 or 9 yard gain, and those are valuable yards. And as you watch the practice, it's just amazing how quick that ball does come out in this offense compared to what they've done here in the past.
And I guess that's the thing, and I don't know that we know the answer to this now, but are these receivers their skill set conducive to this type of scheme, as you say, where the ball comes out quickly so often?
Well, I think, that's something we're all going to learn. I think that's something, Pat and Tom probably sit there each day and they watch the film and say, how does he fit into what we're trying to do? And if there's something that he doesn't, fit well, is there a way we can adjust it or tweak it that we can, use his skills better? I think, the Lewis kid they drafted is going to be a guy that's going to give you some yards after the catch. I think, Brian and Muhammad, they're young guys that got thrown in real early, and I think, in the second, third year, all of a sudden the lights start to go on, and hopefully, they'll be productive. I mean, they were obviously drafted high, and hopefully drafted high for a reason.
Difficult with injuries at the position is something that Mike Wilson talked about earlier. Now he's going to talk with us about Brian Rybicki.
Brian has been, he's probably been our leader right now with Muhammad out and Cribs. I mean, he's just steady Eddie. He's out there. He hasn't missed a snap. He's taken probably more snaps than anybody. And once again, with him, I just need him to, really settle in and be a very consistent. But at the same time, he still needs to be a playmaker for us in the system.
Greg Little, the draft pick that they have at the position, when you see him up close, one of the things that strikes for me is his size. He's a big kid. He also seems pretty athletic, but he's got really good size.
Yeah, I mean, and you go back to the 49ers, and Jerry Rice was a well put together guy, and I think if you got that, and you're looking at a defensive back that weighs 190 pounds, and you got a 200 and some pound receiver, that's a big plus for you. And I mean, even Josh Cribs, Josh is a powerful kid, and I think this offense will help Josh too, because being a return man, you get that vision where you know where you have to avoid tackles, but you have to break tackles. And I think Josh will have a lot of success in this offense too.
And when you also look at Little and think about rookie receivers, as a rule, they don't tend to make that tremendous impact. They usually have to grow into the role. Is there any reason, though, to think that he can't make an impact right away?
Well, I think, you know, if he's, you know, going to be force-fed into the lineup, which it looks like he is going to be, I think he can, you know, make an impact. Now, I went back one time and I tried to see how many 1,000-yard receivers there are as rookies. I don't think there are any. But you see, you know, rookie running backs that come in and do it. So I think the receiving part of the game, because, you know, there's two people or, you know, a lot more people that are dependent on that, it makes it a little tougher. But, you know, you got to get your feet wet, and, you know, they need a big, strong receiver. And the kid has got some rust on him, having not played last year. But I think, you know, he's got a lot of tools that you just, you know, that are natural, that are going to make it easier for him.
We go back to Browns receivers coach Mike Wilson with this rundown on Greg Little.
You know, I think Greg's biggest thing is he's just been away from football for a while. You know, he had a year off last year, now he's coming back. So really he's 2 years removed from really playing any solid football. Greg at one time was a running back. He's a great athlete, good athlete. And, you know, I think he's going to be okay. He's a big, strong guy. He's 229, 230 pounds. You wouldn't think it by looking at him. So he's put together. He should be a very physical receiver. But he's a smart player. I mean, we've put in a lot of plays, and he's learning three spots at one time, and he's really done a decent job with that.
Demetrius Williams, watching him, he just kind of catches your eye. I mean, he just seems like a guy who's either always open or always making the right adjustment when Colt does that double pump and then throws deep.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you get a quick guy like that, you know, that helps too, because, you know, you're going to have somebody down inside that, you know, can find the little open spots underneath. But it's also nice to have somebody that, you know, can do both and go up on top and get the separation and, you know, get the safeties to back out of there.
And another player who's been doing that on the practice field this week is Jordan Norwood. Here's Mike Wilson's assessment of him.
Well, I like Jordan. Jordan is an excellent inside receiver. He's got good quickness, good suddenness. He has a good aptitude for football. I mean, you know, he understands routes. He knows how to get open. And I think he's going to be a big surprise this year. You know, I think he's a consistent, solid guy and just has a good foundation of understanding what we're doing. And he's picking up the system quite well. I don't think he's had any mental errors out there. He's really been a very pleasant surprise, and I'm excited about him.
When people talk about this team and you hear the common observation, well, why not go out and get somebody prominent and spend the money and focus on that position? As I look at that, I mean, obviously that sounds like a great thing to say, but in practical application, is this team one that needs that, you know, would look at that piece as an investment that's a good idea for the here and now, or are they wise to just continue with the flow of let young people kind of develop and grow into those positions?
You know, I think, you know, you draft people, and obviously you draft them for a reason. Tom Heckard last year had a great draft. There's no reason to believe that this year's draft isn't going to be the same. But, yeah, you know, I think there's teams that maybe are that one player away that gets you over the hump.
Yeah.
They're not in that situation right now. I mean, and, you know, you got to be realistic about it. They got a new offense, new defense, new special teams. So to sit there and say that this one player is going to make a difference, let's, you know, give him a boatload of money and kind of put the salary cap thing out of whack because you think that one guy is going to do it. No, I don't think so. I think, you know, you sit there and, you know, let Pat and Tom, you know, observe what they have and then, you know, look at the needs. I mean, you look at how they went in, what they've done in the free agency, the little bit they've done. I mean, they knew they needed a little quick back. They went out and got one. They needed an offensive lineman, you know, because they lost Porkchop. So they went out and got one. And it's not, you know, it's not a panic mode. It's a realistic, this is where we are. This is what we, you know, need to do. But we're not going to be able to accelerate it by just going out there and saying, well, we'll grab this guy because he's, you know, who's to say that guy's going to fit in this, you know, scheme?
Right. Right. Now, that's a great point. And in terms of listening to Tom Heckard evaluate what this team has at the position, his point of view is we haven't seen these guys catch enough passes yet to really make a judgment.
Oh, I agree totally. I mean, Brian Rubisky didn't do anything his first year, you know, and then last year he got a little bit more. So I think there it's something that and the offense is, you know, what you're doing offensively is a big part of it, because, you know, you've got to be able to read and, you know, make your route adjustment accordingly. And both, you know, him and Muhammad are smart guys. So I think that part of the mental part of it should come. But, you know, in Muhammad's case, you'd like to have him, you know, be out there, you know, running the patterns and getting a feel for it at real speed. But, yeah, it's something that, you know, is the wide receivers, they're going to have to grow into it.
Sure. No question about it. Great stuff, Doug. Okay. I appreciate it. Sure. And thanks to Mike Wilson as well for his input on that segment. Hall of Fame weekend coming up in Canton, Ohio. We're going to cover that and much more as Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, continues on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ESPN Cleveland traffic.
The right two lanes on 77 northbound between Miller and Route 82 closing 7:30 p.m. to 6 a.m. Also closing Highland Drive over 77 from 6 p.m. to midnight, and multiple lanes on 77 north and southbound between Wallings and Lacey Lane. The 490 westbound ramp to 77 southbound is closed for the next couple of weeks, along with the 77 southbound ramp to 490 eastbound. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR Traffic.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Be there Saturday, August 6th, for the Enshrinement Ceremony, the marquee event of the Pro Football Hall of Fame Enshrinement Festival. Witness football history at Fawcett Stadium with over 75 Hall of Famers on hand to salute the class of 2011. Then, Sunday, August 7th, a large contingent of Hall of Famers will mingle with fans at the Fan Appreciation Tailgate Party. Plus, enjoy all the festivities in the Bud Light Fan Zone on the Hall of Fame grounds all weekend long. Go to profootballhof.com for tickets and information.
Folks, as a homeowner, I'm always looking for affordable ways to improve my home. And for the month of August, Bill and Mike at Universal Windows Direct have two incredible offers for homeowners. $200 off on each of their energy-efficient vinyl replacement windows. And they're taking $2,500 off on their exceptional vinyl siding. Plus, Universal will give you 0% financing for 24 months. And be sure to ask about the 2011 Federal Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, "I love my windows."
As proud partners of the Cleveland Indians, BP is excited to give fans the opportunity to get two tickets to a game at Progressive Field. Stop by any participating BP station in the Cleveland area and fuel up with 10 gallons of gas or more to receive a fill-up card with a special code. When you collect five codes, you can enter them online for a password good for two tickets to an Indians game. It's a great opportunity to get out and enjoy all the little things that make baseball in Cleveland so special. Like the spectacular views of downtown. And just as the little things make a big difference for Cleveland baseball, BP is focusing on the little things that make a big difference for you too. Like offering quality gasoline with Invigorate that helps clean and protect critical engine parts. So hurry and get in the game for your chance to experience Indians baseball in person. It's our little way of saying thanks for being a loyal customer and fan. To learn more, stop by your local BP station today. BP, official fuel provider of the Cleveland Indians.
Open to legal residents 18 and over. Full terms and conditions and redemption details available at participating BP stations in the Cleveland, Ohio metro area or bpindiansbaseball.com. Program scheduled to end on 8/30/11. Tickets and codes available while supplies last. Void where prohibited.
Woo! Northeast Ohio. Mike, hot diggity dog D'Amato for Nissan and North Thompson. Here we are headed into the dog days of summer. And man, I am more excited than a Dalmatian on a fire truck. Even this man's best friend, Larry Fu Man Poodle, he's patting like a beagle at a biscuit factory because we're ready to unleash the best doggone deals of the summer. In fact, I double dog tier you to find a better deal anywhere. Get up to $10,000 off a new Nissan or interest rates as low as 0%. Are you kidding me? That's like free money. You don't have to be a bloodhound to sniff out great bargains. Just follow your nose over to Nissan and North Olmsted. And if any other dealer anywhere is trying to pull your chain, put up your hand and say, "Stop! That dog ain't hunting. I'm going to where they feed the bulldog," to Nissan and North Olmsted. and you tell him to go do his business elsewhere. Then hightail your boxers to Nissan and North Olmsted, because the deals are so good.
855-55-NISSAN or BigNissan.com.
Attention, Browns fans, the 2011 Cleveland Browns single-game tickets go on sale Saturday, August 6th at 10 a.m. For more information, call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com. And now we go to Canton, Ohio, to our good friend Joe Horrigan. It is the big weekend, of course, the induction ceremony Saturday. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Vic. Glad to be on.
Well, we appreciate it, and we know that, obviously, very special every year, but I think there's something about this year that elevates it, because taking the game away, the unfortunate circumstance of the lockout, taking the Hall of Fame game away, puts more focus on what Saturday night is all about in terms of the induction ceremony, but also for people, I know it's got to, you know, put some strain on you and others just to try to make sure you guys can make as attractive an event as possible, and that is exactly what you have there. We just want people to know about it.
Oh, sure. Thanks, Nick. And that's absolutely true. You know, while, you know, we were a little disappointed, you know, disappointed about not having the game, but we, you know, we had to be prepared, and we were prepared to have it if the schedule had worked out okay. But we were also prepared to put the other 17 events on that we do every year. So everything is on except for the game. And as you said, we kind of redoubled our efforts to make sure that we're really concentrating on the big event, and that's the enshrinement ceremony.
And, of course, the Browns are involved, as they always are, with the Hall of Fame, a presenting partnership that involves the Browns Kids Club and the Browns backers worldwide. Just mentioning that the team has worked it out with additional benefits for the BBW members at the Fan Appreciation Tailgate on Sunday. The BBW will receive a discount on the members, I should say, will receive a discount on hall admission to tour the hall, and I highly encourage everybody to do that. And BBW staff members will have a tent and a football toss set up on the site. So that's good stuff.
Yeah, it really is, and that's kind of the spirit of everything that's going on. Is wherever we can, we're throwing in some enhancements, and at that tailgate party you mentioned, we've already got some 13 returning Hall of Famers planning on stopping by, do a little meet and greet and Q&A with the fans at that event, which, you know, just typical of our Hall of Famers answering the call. You know, we said, hey, you know, without the game, we've got some fans that are certainly going to be disappointed. Would you be willing to hang in town a little longer? Help us out, make sure their experience is a positive one, and they respond. We've got 85 Hall of Famers coming back this year, which is phenomenal. That's just unbelievable to have that many Hall of Famers in one place at one time.
Yeah, let's talk about that, Joe, because it is an extraordinarily high number. Why do you think that is, that you have that, and tell me if it's breaking any sort of record, number one, and number two, what it means and the accessibility that fans will have to so many of these football legends.
Well, it's not a record. The record we had goes back when we had our first reunion of all the Hall of Famers coming back, and when it was the 100th anniversary of the NFL, we had this great big reunion, and we had 116, I believe. And to have 85, however, on a, you know, I guess you would call this a normal year, is right about a little higher than normal. And I think the, you know, the part of the reason is I do think that there's a response to, all right, football was in jeopardy there for a while, and there was a feeling that, you know, let's get the game going, and the Hall of Famers were saying, let's end this thing, let's move on. And I think when it all ended, everybody, and we saw a surge right at the end, the guy saying, hey, I'm coming. And I think it is. I think it's the feeling that the season is beginning. They want to be a part of it. They love coming to Canton. They're received so well here. I just got to feel that was part of the emotional attachment to the Hall and what goes on that whole weekend.
Joe, anything special? We're visiting with Joe Horrigan from the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Anything special planned in the ceremony to just acknowledge the return of football?
Well, you know, what's interesting is, you know, we put out a call to the community. Let's make sure, you know, to the community, say, you know, this is important. We want to make sure that there's a good show going on here. And we had some tremendously interesting turn of events. We had some support from the community to sponsor high school football teams to come and see an enshrinement ceremony as groups, you know, so that they, you know, get a sense of these young men who are, you know, playing the sport of football and their aspirations, and many of them are to, you know, go on to college and play college football, and hopefully someday going to the Hall of Fame. So this is, you know, kind of a furtherance of our educational mission is to really let these young men see firsthand those guys that achieved the highest level and what it took for them to get there, the emotion that's behind that success. It's going to be for them, in many cases, the first time they've ever seen an enshrinement ceremony, and you can count on, you know the personalities, Vic.
Yep.
You think about Dion, you think about Marshall Faulk, you think about Shannon Sharp. These are all guys that are very accustomed to being in front of a microphone. They're going to let it all out. I've had, you know, I'm a little insider's peek at some of the comments that are going to be made. It is going to be a heartfelt, emotional night.
I can't wait. I can't wait to be there. I look forward to seeing you and everyone else down there. Joe, thank you and all the best this weekend. Good luck on what I'm sure will be a great ceremony.
My pleasure, Vic, and thank you very much.
All right. That is Joe Horgan from the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The poll result, the poll question tonight, should the Philadelphia Eagles be considered the team to beat in the league? Yes or no, and why? The response out of 641 votes, 77% of you said no. A couple of answers. Luke, he says, in comparison to movies, the Eagles are the Green Lantern of the NFL. Lots of hype, but at the end of the day, they're just hype. Steven, on the no count, he says, I think there are three teams ahead of the Eagles. That's the Packers, the Jets, and the Patriots. Kyle responds, takes more than talent to be a team. I like that. That's a short but deep answer, Kyle. Yeah, it does take more than talent. And the Eagles, again, they've been a team that has come close quite a bit. Not gotten over the hump, but again, with all the additions they've made this offseason, a lot of people think that could change. 23% of you, of course, saying yes to this. And the answer we got, Denise, one of the best answers, I think, was two words, Mike Vick, in response to our poll question. One more was Braxton. They're picking up every good free agent and making trades that only benefit their team with Vic Jackson, a good run game, and now stellar secondary. I don't see them not making the playoffs as a high seed, or else the season's a disappointment. And that is a point that Braxton makes that I'd like to follow up on here, that you do all this. You make all this investment. You do set yourself up for a lot of second-guessing and criticism if it doesn't work out. You've amped it up in a big, big way. First, the Michael Vick experience of a year ago and how much attention that drew, and then you sign Nnamdi Asamoah, you bring in Vince Young as a backup quarterback, you address other spots, the expectations through the roof. I worked in that Philly market, as did Pat Shurmur. It's a tough place, and people do expect quite a bit. To ask Vic, are the Cardinals, this is from Jim on Facebook, are the Cardinals serious about extending Larry Fitzgerald, his contract? Any chance he ignores the Cardinals and tests free agency in 2012? How about maybe he ends up in Cleveland in 2012? That was the question from Jim. I would think the Cardinals would be, would take a look at this thing that, how do you let a guy like that get away? I mean, he's among the very best wide receivers in the game. And what sense would it make for the Cardinals, after making such a big investment in acquiring quarterback Kevin Cobb in that trade they made with the Eagles, to do that and then allow one of the most critical components to their passing game get away a year later? That just wouldn't make sense. So I think Fitzgerald stays put in the desert. William on Facebook, he asks, how's Montario Hardesty's comeback? His question is, how's it going along? My response is, I think it's going to be slow and steady. The plan, and we heard this from Gary Brown, the running backs coach of the Browns. We've heard it from Pat Shurmur. The plan is definitely to ease him back from that serious knee injury he suffered, knowing how vital it is to have him fully available to be the outside, the change of pace threat that the Browns need as an alternative to Peyton Hillis. And then, once Brandon Jackson is able to start practicing, and I'm really looking forward to this tomorrow, he gets out there, hopefully, if all the league business starts at 4:01 p.m. tomorrow, and then 4:10 is the Browns practice, that will further help ease the pressure on feeling the need to push Hardesty too hard too soon. There's a danger in doing that. You got to be careful about that. Remember, Browns practice tomorrow. It's 4:10 p.m. Gates are going to open at 3 in Berea. The practice is going to run till 6 p.m., so be out there. It'll be a little different look after all these morning sessions to be out there in the afternoon watching the team practice. And again, you're going to get a look at some new faces, Phil Taylor being one of them. He'll be the center of attention. Want to see how the big guy moves around, as Pat Shurmur was mentioning. See what kind of shape he's in. See how he's grasping things. Not going to be a full-fledged, hard-hitting, full-pads practice. They're going to ease guys into it and then turn up the tempo after that. All right, had so much fun with this. We'll do it again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.